Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amato, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. And I do this by interviewing business movers and shakers. And today, wow, I have a great one. Very, very, very excited to introduce a really a very inspiring young woman. Her name is Becca Brown, and she is just kicking major butt. I will keep this rated G. Kicking major butt with her partner Monica Ferguson. And the company that they have started is called Soulmates. And well, first of all, Becca, I just want to welcome you to the show. Becca, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And thank you so much for having me. This is such a thrill.
Well, it's a thrill for me too, because your story is so freaking exciting. I mean, it is a true, just like down and dirty, gritty entrepreneurial story these are my favorite stories. I know you're in the woods, and it probably doesn't look like every day you're knocking it out of the park, but from what I can tell, man, it looks like you and Monica are just hitting home runs. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're right on both points there.
I know. When you're in the woods, it's like, you know, you're the duck. You're the duck. Yep. You look great on top, but underneath the water, your legs are going a mile a minute, right?
Exactly.
So I want to, first of all, introduce Becca. I met Becca a couple weeks ago in New York City at a conference that I partook in called the Smart Hustle Conference. The Avanti Summit partnered with this guy, incredible entrepreneur, Ramon Ray, and he put on the Smart Hustle Conference. And Becca Brown was one of the speakers. I think you were the first speaker. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wanted to kick it off with some high intensity. Can't blame Ramon for that. So, and I loved your story. I sat in the front row. I took notes. I think I asked some questions. And right afterwards, I came up to you and said, "Hey, how'd you like to be on my podcast and in my radio show?" And you said, "Yes." So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me.
So, Becca, I want to read your bio, you and Monica. And by the way, Monica Ferguson is her partner. And we're actually going to touch this company, I think, is a rocket ship. And I think what we'll do is in another 6 months, we'll interview the company again. But in the next time, we'll interview Monica. How does that sound?
Great. That'd be perfect.
All right. So I'm going to read a little bit about your bio. So the company is called Soulmates. And of course, it's the play on word of S-O-L-E, Soulmates. And we're going to learn why she chose that spelling. But so we'll start with Becca. Becca Brown graduated from Harvard College and Columbia Business School, and she worked at Goldman Sachs in New York and London in various sales and management roles. Her partner, Monica Ferguson, graduated from Georgetown University and Columbia Business School and worked at Goldman Sachs in New York in sales and training roles. So right off the bat, we can tell you're slackers. I mean, really, I don't know what you guys are doing with your life so far. I hope you can really, you know, get it together at some point. Congratulations. But yet there's more. So then they went on to invent and patent the Soulmates High Heeler, the heel cap that prevents high heels from sinking into the grass, introduced new product to the market, and built a sales and distribution network of over 2,500 doors across 50 states and Canada. They garnered the endorsement of celebrities such as Oprah, Lauren Conrad, Carrie Underwood, Demi Lovato, and more. They created a brand of personal care and fashion solutions. And what's super cool is they competed on season 8 of ABC's Shark Tank. So super cool bio. And so first of all, I just want to say I love your story because, like, obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious, but I don't wear high heels. So I never would have thought this idea. But I think the best entrepreneurs are the ones that are experiencing a problem and then they come up with a solution to fix it. And so obviously you were in high heels on grass and you're sinking in and you're like, this just sinks. What can I do to fix this problem? And you and Monica said, let's do it. Right. And so you found a solution to a problem, which is like the epitome of being an entrepreneur. So that being said, I am done talking. Becca, tell us more about your journey and maybe some specifics about this, how this whole company and how this whole journey started.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thank you for that introduction. And it's, again, so great to be here with you telling our story. So as you said, Soulmates was 100% born out of personal necessity. Monica and I knew each other because we both worked at Goldman right out of college and by coincidence ended up going to Columbia Business School together. And it was when we were at Columbia that we first wrote the business plan for Soulmates. And this idea of a heel protector, a heel cap, really came out of years of attending weddings, parties, graduations. It actually first started to me at my high school prom because that was the first time I was really wearing heels and trying to take pictures on my parents' lawn and sinking. And so over the years, you know, this frustration just kept presenting itself. And when we were in business school, we talked about this idea in a business school class we were taking, and Monica decided to write a business plan as the final for that class. And it really took on a life of its own quickly because we knew we needed the product and we knew that all of the other women we knew who were attending weddings and parties also were experiencing this frustration. And there's no solution in the market other than to wear different shoes, which really wasn't a solution when you were getting dressed up to go to a formal event like a wedding or party. So we didn't know anything about, you know, inventing a product or injection molding or mechanical engineering. I mean, we were coming from a finance background. But one of the greatest things about business school is there is sort of this unbridled support and enthusiasm for entrepreneurialism and ideas. And so we quickly started researching, you know, how do we patent a product? And we were also very protective of the idea because the last thing we wanted was to let the cat out of the bag and all of a sudden, you know, see another company come out with this type of product. So we really just tried to network with people, you know, tried to find people that had invented products and ultimately came across a website that was really helpful, and it was called ThomasNet. And it gave a registry of various different engineers, manufacturers, 3D printers, and we started reaching out to them. And another sort of nice, fun part of this equation was Monica's friend was working in investment banking plastics, the industry of plastics, and he was nice enough to give us a list of the top 100 injection molders in the country.
Wow.
And
oh
again, because, yeah, it was a great, great resource. And because we were just so excited and passionate about making this reality, we called every single one of those. And in retrospect, I mean, it was a lot of those calls were totally inappropriate because we were calling on some of the biggest companies in the world, like GE Plastics and Lear. And, you know, of course, we were not the right fit for those companies. But in that process, it was an interesting experience because we learned a lot. We learned like what types of questions we needed to ask and what even the vocabulary was to try to communicate with some of these companies. And then we narrowed it down to a shorter and shorter list of companies that really seemed to understand what we were trying to do. And that was exciting because we were so focused on making this a reality. And again, looking back, I mean, we were very naive in the early days, thinking, you know, things could happen very quickly. And there's so much to be learned when you're starting from nothing and inventing a product. But it was a really exciting time. And ultimately, we chose a manufacturer that really matched what we were trying to do and was kind of problem solving oriented. And it was great. So then we did end up going back to Goldman Sachs after business school because we had committed to doing so, and we continued to work on Soulmates on the side. And that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs can probably relate to because, unfortunately, we're not all blessed to have unlimited resources to be able to just, you know, stop everything we're doing and devote all of our time and money and energy to this idea. So we continued to work on Soulmates on the side, and we got to a point where we said, look, if we don't do this, somebody else will, and we need to make this decision to resign and pursue Soulmates full time. So
hey,
that's
Becca,
what we did.
On that quick note, that's a great place to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to continue the story. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Weekday evening, 6 to 9, it's Chad Benson. Join Chad for refreshingly different commentary on today's news on WOKR.
Hey folks, Dave Momato here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone, and we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willey and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I am here with a really cool entrepreneur. Her name is Becca Brown, and she has a partner, Monica Ferguson. They started a company called Soulmates. And what they did was they solved a problem that many women who wear high heels have. When they are walking with their high heels, standing with their high heels in the grass, they sink. And kind of annoying, I would imagine. And so what did they do instead of just endure it for the rest of their lives? Well, Becca and Monica said, hey, let's come together. We have an idea. And they created Soulmates. So Becca is telling us a little bit about the journey so far. So Becca, please continue the story.
Yeah. So we made that decision to quit our jobs and start a company around this. And again, it's been such an amazing journey, taking something, an idea that didn't exist, and now walking into most recently CVS stores nationwide and seeing our products in the store. Like, it's just so exciting. And to go back to your earlier point about when you're running your own business, you're literally in the woods, you're in the weeds every day. And sometimes it's hard to take a step back and appreciate what you've done. And we're excited about what we've done, but we also have a lot of plans for growth, because what started out as one product, which was this high heel protector, which is still really the flagship product, what we're known for, we have expanded and we have a comprehensive offering of shoe solutions for women. And we have many more products we're going to be launching in the next couple of years as we continue to really build out this category, because obviously women love shoes, and unfortunately, shoes don't always love us back. They cause blisters, they sink into grass, they get stuck in grates, they get dirty. So we've created a line of products that really enhance the experience we all have when we're wearing our shoes and are all solving specific frustrations.
I love it. I love it. In fact, so I'm going to call out, I have a speaking coach. I went to speaking school, and this woman's name is Mickey Williams, and she's amazing. She's coached some of the best speakers in the world. She's one of, she was, I think, like the, voted the top speaker in the country by the National Speakers Association. And I'm telling you this because her claim to fame is shoes. She has like hundreds and hundreds of shoes. It's in her logo. Everybody that knows Mickey Williams is, they know that she has like, she's the shoe woman. So I'm going to connect you with her because I think she could actually probably double your sales.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you.
So Becca, just being an entrepreneur myself, I have a lot of questions for you. The first one is, you know, we, a lot of founders like us, you know, we're, I'll say a little manic, right? A little serial in nature. Like we launch something and then, ooh, we have another idea and then another idea and then another idea. And it's always a balancing act on, you know, do, are we diluting the core product? Are we diluting our focus, right? Our, when you only have one product, you have surgical precision on that product. When you start to launch some related products, and obviously some people do it very well. Some companies do it very well. And some companies get distracted and diluted. Do you, have you guys thought about that and how you're going to make sure that moving forward, you know, that you can stay focused on the core while still launching some, I'll say side products to the core product?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I agree with you on the nature of entrepreneurs for the most part. And that is a something that we've spent some time addressing, and we've specifically really tried to focus on making sure the High Heeler is and continues to be the core product. I mean, that's what really we're known for, and it's been really cool because the other products that we've expanded into have really come from customer demand as well as our own need. So it's been a combination of the two, and the products are complementary to the core product of the heel protector. So to use CVS as an example, they're carrying our heel protector and our blister blocker, which is an amazing anti-friction balm. You rub on your feet so you don't get blisters. And the two products, they work so well together. And what we see amongst our customer base, both individual website customers and Amazon customers and retail customers, is actually having more products that make sense, more relevant products, is a better customer experience. Because a customer may come to us for the heel protector, but when she sees that we have a leather protector for her winter boots, a shoe bag for traveling, an emergency kit to keep her shoes looking good every day, she sees that we're really responding to her needs and we've thought about these things ahead of her. So we've tried to be pretty picky with the products that we've expanded. And it's a very like sort of well curated, expanded product offering. We're not looking to have, you know, thousands of different SKUs that really kind of loses the core essence of the brand. But all in all, our expansion have really centered around improving the whole customer experience and making her feel better in her shoes.
That's great. And you guys started the company how long ago?
It's been about 5 years.
Okay. And it's real. I mean, it's bootstrapped. You guys rolled up your sleeves and just made it happen, right?
That's right. Yeah. And we've learned as we've gone. And that's one of our number one traits that I think is really necessary for any entrepreneur is resourcefulness. Because a lot of times you don't know what you don't know. And this is a great story. One of the first retailers we were working with, we're sitting in a meeting and the person is, you know, asking us about case packs and about different sort of EDI requirements and all these things that we were sort of not really sure, you know, what all of those terms meant. And you really just have to learn. And sometimes that means learning on the fly and learning quickly and obviously learning from all of your decisions and all of the experiences you've gone through. But you've got to learn quickly and you've got to be resourceful and know who to go to when you don't know the answer to something. And one thing that's been really nice for us in the last few years is we've built a nice organic group of other entrepreneurs, friends that have companies and other entrepreneurs we've met along the way. And most recently with our featuring on Shark Tank, we're part of this Shark Tank alumni group. And it's been a great source of other people's experiences and feedback for everything from, you know, working with Amazon to finding corrugated box suppliers. It's kind of runs the gamut of all things for small businesses. And it's been really helpful. And I encourage any entrepreneur to seek that out or build that out. that having that network to be able to go to.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we're all dying to know. Tell us about the Shark Tank experience.
It was great. I mean, it was really fun. I had watched the show for many years. We both had watched the show, so it was really thrilling to finally be there on set. So we ended up not doing our deal. I don't know if people listening saw our episode, but we did get two offers, one from Kevin, one from Robert. We accepted Robert's offer on the show, and ultimately we ended up not doing the deal in real life. And it's very common that the deals don't go through for a variety of reasons. Something like 80% of the deals that are shown on television don't actually go through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was a great experience for us, and the exposure was certainly extremely valuable. And then, as I mentioned, we're part of this Shark Tank alumni group, and I think it's such a powerful platform, and it's educational, it's inspirational. It's really been an amazing phenomenon for the entrepreneurship in this country.
And how was it for a marketing tool?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, I don't know if there's any more powerful vehicle.
Yeah.
Something like 7 million people watch the episode, and it's continued to be run in syndication worldwide. I mean, just earlier this week, we were getting all these inquiries from places in South America, people from Brazil and Argentina, and they had seen Shark Tank in their local countries and were excited about Soulmates. So it's very powerful in terms of marketing.
That is incredible. Yeah. So a local company here in Rochester, I forgot the name of it, but a little over a year ago, they were on Shark Tank, and their product was pretty cool. It was an exercise kind of athletic t-shirt, right? So you would put the shirt on to go work out. And then when you sweat, the logo would appear.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that.
Yeah. And so very cool. And I think just like you, they didn't do a deal in the end.
Yeah.
But they said, holy cannoli, the marketing was fantastic. I mean, I think their website like blew up that week because they had so many sales. And
yep.
And they really didn't say holy cannoli. I added that part, but it was it was something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I try to keep it rated G, you know. So
yeah.
So Becca, I got another question for you. So another dynamic to your business is having a partner. And so you and Monica appear to get along very well. But of course, having a partnership in business is like managing a marriage.
Yep.
So do you guys have some, I'll say, instigative strategies to really stay on top of the health of your partnership?
Yes. Yes. I think it's an important point to bring up. And I think one thing that we've always benefited from is the fact that we came from the same background. We both worked at Goldman Sachs together, not in the same group, but we both worked at the same company and kind of had the same sort of professional training and experiences. And we quit together. So our focus was aligned from the beginning. And I think for some partnerships, there's not always an equal footing. You know, maybe one person is doing a little bit more of the work initially while the other person's getting their job straightened out or whatever it is. But because we quit together and we really set out to create this together, we've always had the same goal, which has helped tremendously. The other thing that I would emphasize for us and for all partners is communication. Communication is everything. And I think that having transparency, having, you know, constant communication and dialogue is so important to any partnership. And that's something like every day that we hold true to that principle, communication.
That's great. And it, you know, I was also really impressed when you spoke at that Smart Hustle conference about, once again, just, you know, bootstrapping it, rolling up your sleeves and taking advantage and taking chances and sometimes not even meaning to, but stumbling at opportunities and then pushing that forward where some people might stop. So the example you gave is that you're an avid cyclist, and I believe you were riding your bike and everyone got stopped at the George
yep.
Washington Bridge for a reason, and you just started chatting with a guy. So maybe you could tell us that story.
Yeah, I mean, it was a surprise. And I was talking about generating press.
Yep.
For your brand, for your business, and to be able to look for those opportunities in the strangest areas because they're not always where you expect them to be. So for me, one of those anecdotal stories I gave was I was trying to ride over the George Washington Bridge last fall, and the bridge was closed, and there's only one way to get across the bridge. So all the commuters, all the cyclists, all the walkers, everybody uses this ramp, and the ramp was closed. So there were a bunch of people congregating, and while we were waiting, 15, 20 minutes for the bridge to reopen, I started chatting with this one particular gentleman. And it turned out he worked at CNBC, and he asked me about, what I do, and I told him about Soulmates, and he was really excited about hearing more, and he's like, well, we should feature you, and I'm like, of course, yes, you should. That's a great idea. So we exchanged information, and it took a year to get a feature, but it did happen, and it was partially because I was constantly following up with him, hey, about that feature. And I think that that's, an important point. Well, two points really, is that when you're always marketing yourself and your business when you're an entrepreneur. And so you kind of always have to be on in a way. And then when you see an opportunity, it's very important to follow up. And I think when I spoke at the conference, I said there's like a fine line between, perseverance and like harassment, stalking.
Yeah, I found that out in college, but yeah, go ahead, please.
Well, and you kind of have to dance that line. And, obviously if there's new news to report, and that's what I did with this person, anytime we had a new announcement, I would reach out to him and say, hey, would love to revisit this opportunity. And by the way, we're launching in CVS in a couple of weeks. And so that's ultimately what part of when we did the feature was around our launch just earlier this fall. So two very important points, I think, for all entrepreneurs, and one kind of fun anecdotal story from my experience.
So tell me, I call that fine line is, I call it being pleasantly persistent. And, so how did you do it? What things did you do to walk that fine line, or at least attempt to?
Yeah. I mean, I think because I had met him, like we were both not in a work environment. So we were meeting in a sort of unconventional situation, which, I felt like that made it easier to kind of revisit, the conversation, because I hadn't met him in a, professional meeting setting where I felt like it was only, appropriate for me to follow up in a certain way. So I was just trying to be friendly about it and not overly annoying. And he's a journalist. So, he had like breaking news things that were popping up along the way. So I understood where he was coming from. And ultimately he put me in touch with one of his colleagues that writes on about small businesses. And she's the one that did the story. So it really worked out for the best. And I think it's just, be sort of natural about it, be conversational, and try not to just like send the same email multiple times. As I said earlier, like if you have new news, journalists and media want new information. So if you have anything new to share, whether it's a new product or, a distribution expansion, I think that's a great piece to include. So it's not just the same thing over and over that gets deleted.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. Thanks for bringing that up. And that's a great tip, Avanti listeners, that, these people that, reporters and people that work at TV stations and radio stations, they are looking for news. They are looking for content. But the people that just say, hey, I'm here, can I be on your show? Hey, I'm here, can you write an article about me? You're not doing anything for them. That's getting annoying, as you said. But if you go to them and say, hey, I have an idea, and here's what it is, and here's how it could help your listeners, your viewers, your readers. There's a show called Good Day Rochester, and for about 6 months, I was emailing the guy that booked guests for the show. And I just was kind of being very vague in my request, like, hey, I could talk about, issues that affect entrepreneurs. What do you think? And he was like, yeah, interesting. Let me think about that. Let me get back to you. And then about 2 weeks ago, I said, I'm going to get really specific. So I said, hey, Mike, we're approaching the holidays, and a lot of entrepreneurs, it's really tough to stay on track with people on vacations and the parties and the food and the wine and the distractions. And just, I said, how about a segment on navigating the holidays as an entrepreneur? And, in a way that promotes wellness and not stress. And he's like, oh, I love that idea.
Oh,
boom.
That's great.
I was on the show a couple of days later, and now he wants to do a quarterly segment. But I gave him meat. I gave him something like he connected with. So,
that's great.
Becca, I talked a little bit too long here. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back on the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Lamano. I'm talking to really inspiring and the roll your sleeves up type of entrepreneur. Her name is Becca Brown, and Becca and her partner Monica Ferguson started Soulmates. And for those of you that are just tuning in, very cool product. The way that they discovered this product was they were fulfilling a need for themselves. They were wearing high heels. They got annoyed at the fact that the heels were digging into the grass, and they said, we have an idea. So, Becca, you know, we've been talking a lot. Did we actually talk about the specific product? Like, how does it work, and how does it stop the shoes, the heels from going into the grass, if you don't mind me asking?
Great question. Yes, let's talk about that. So it is actually mechanically engineered to increase the surface area on the base of the heel, which dissipates the pressure and prevents the heel from sinking. So it's a very small snowshoe, very, very small.
Well, I like that
but
analogy.
It's literally, we're solving like the pressure equation. So it's very simple physics formula. And the reason a high heel sinks is because so much pressure is exerted on that little tiny surface area. Mm-hmm. And it also is why it hurts if somebody steps on your foot wearing a high heel.
Yeah.
And so our product is just a small piece of like a rubbery plastic material. And we designed it to be as discreet as possible because the last thing we wanted to do was make the shoe look ugly. Obviously, like, we love the look of a high heel. And so we designed it to be virtually invisible in grass. It comes in clear, black, silver, and gold. The clear is the most popular because it can be worn on any color shoe. Black looks great on a black shoe. And then the gold and silver are kind of glittery, so they work great on metallic colored heels. And we do make the high heeler in three sizes. And so all of this information is on our website. If people do want to find out more information, that's a great place to go. But the three sizes are just based on the width of the heel, because some heels are really skinny and some are kind of classically shaped.
Yep. Yeah, I love it. That's a great explanation. And you know, it's always nice to be able to tell like a metaphor or an analogy to relate your product. And I like the tiny, tiny snowshoe. I think that's
it. Yeah. Tiny, tiny.
I love it. I love it. That's a great one. So that's excellent. And so you can buy it in stores or you can buy it online, correct? You can buy it in both places?
Amazon, our website, CVS nationwide, yep, by the register, DSW, David's Bridal, various independent boutiques, shoe repair shops. We're expanding every day.
Good for you. So what's been happening lately? You know, hiring more employees, moving, doing, you know, manufacturing. What are some of the new exciting things going on for you?
Yeah, it has been a very busy year for us. We've really expanded a lot. Top line, CVS is a really exciting win for us. And I think, you know, the exposure from Shark Tank certainly helped with that. And then on the infrastructure side, we did move into a different space earlier this year to really consolidate our infrastructure. We took our fulfillment in-house. And we tried to streamline their operations. So everything is kind of happening more at a centralized location that we are controlling. We're not working with a third party anymore. So from the operation side, as well as the revenue and growth side, we've really been firing on all cylinders and we have a lot more to go. We're going to be expanding more products in the next few months and expanding to more retail partners over the next 6 to 12 months as well. Our Amazon business is on fire. As you know, Amazon is just becoming the channel that a lot of customers prefer to buy from. And thanks to Monica's hard work, we've got a great Amazon presence. We've got, you know, a variety of our products offered there. We're doing some really cool new marketing tactics that Amazon has invited us to participate in because we're, you know, entrepreneurial company. And so it's a great time for Soulmates right now.
That is great. Yeah, Amazon is such a godsend for shoppers. I'm not sure some of the retailers like it, but I know my wife likes it, and she used to love shopping. And it's they make it so simple, you know. I think the curse of my life is that one click buy, right?
I mean, I know.
Like, what the heck, one click. For me, it's been books. You know, like I'm not shopping for clothes that much on Amazon. That's just me. But I'm an avid book reader, and you know, I call the pile of books that I need to read my pile of shame, because I buy so many books, and then, you know, mm-hmm, then they just add up. So, but that one click button is totally responsible for my pile of shame.
It's too easy.
It really is. So Becca, I have a question for you. So you guys, you and Monica, your partner, had obviously really good jobs working at Goldman. And so the whole jumping off the cliff to start the business. So I have a friend, she's still kind of incognito about starting this business because she has another job. I'm going to call her Maria. She's very qualified to start this business. She's actually buying a business that's already existing, right? Very qualified, smart, you know, I believe she has all the skills, so I'm encouraging her. And I don't do that to everybody. Some people are like, maybe you want to keep her job. This woman can very well handle running this business, so I'm encouraging her. But, oh my goodness, she is petrified. You know, she's like joking, like, I need a barf bag today, I'm convulsing. And to take that leap is very scary for a lot of people. I mean, it's scary for anybody. I mean, you're doing something that most people really don't have the courage to do. So, you know, having done that, what thoughts, advice would you give somebody like that?
Yeah, it is scary. It's not to be, you know, discounted. It is a scary decision and it can't be taken lightly. I think it's important to be organized, number one, and really try to come up with a list of things that you need to accomplish to get to a point where you can leave your day job. And that list should encompass, you know, financial needs. So maybe you need to start saving money if you're going to be planning to not be able to pay yourself for several months. Get your product into production, or get it to a point, or, you know, get your business or the brand to the point where you can see the path to monetization. I think that's important to have on that list. I think also, you know, talking to other people that have done it is very valuable too, because you'll get sort of the good news and bad news, right? You'll get, okay, it's going to take longer than you think and cost more than you think. So plan for that. But it's also going to be really rewarding and exciting, and there's nothing like working for yourself, and you're going to work harder than you've ever worked for anybody. And it's going to be uncertain and scary and exciting at the same time. But so I think talking to other people that have done it or are doing it, it's very motivational and inspirational. And it can also be, a way to get some very practical advice too on things that you, again, might not know that you need. Setting up your legal structure. Are you an LLC? Do you have a bank account that you can receive revenues? Things like that. You know, it's important to get that stuff set up, and you can do that while you're still working.
Yep, that's great. Great advice. Thank you. I'm going to make sure she listens to this, so I appreciate that. And knowing her, she'll reach out to you.
yeah, please.
Excellent. So I want to get back to having a partner. So you have a partner, Monica, and it seems like you guys get along very well. And you talked about some practices that you guys has in place to make sure that continues to happen. Because like any marriage, you start out with great intentions, but we'll say stuff happens. And, you know, if you're not, don't really do a lot of pre-planning, you know, pre-Cana for your business, right?
Yep.
things could go wrong. So, but, you know, a lot of times partners will have different talents. Like you'll have one superpower, she'll have another superpower. One person is more visionary. One person is more, the detailed person. How does that work out for you and Monica? What is your superpower and what is hers, and how do you guys manage everything?
Yeah. You know, again, one thing that has benefited us has been we've both been willing to roll up our sleeves and really do anything for the business. It's kind of like the Trader Joe model where, you know, there's not one person that's a specialist on one area. No one else knows how to do it. But certainly as we've grown, we've tried to sort of divide and conquer better. And so Monica definitely really spearheads our Amazon business, our online direct website business, and a lot of our marketing and social media. And she's awesome at all of that. And then I've focused on most recently our CVS partnership, some of our other traditional brick and mortar partnerships, the DSWs and David's Bridals, and kind of more of the operational things, the finance and the legal and some of the infrastructural suppliers that we work with and things like that. So, but that said, I mean, any given day, if there's a need for one of us to jump into one of those areas, we can certainly do that.
That's great. I love the fact that you guys really, it seems like you're, there's a lot of plans. There's a lot of plans for mm-hmm. everything that you're doing, not a lot of winging it, which is very exciting because it's, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs will wing it and then they pay the price at some point. What are some of your personal habits for success? Do you have some personal, like just daily, weekly, monthly habits that help you be your best?
I do. Exercise is really important. I, more recently too, I've always been an athlete. I've been big into cycling the last few years, as you mentioned, but even in the last couple of years, I've tried to incorporate more yoga and like meditation into my daily ritual. Actually, in the morning, I do like a little kind of morning yoga wake up ritual. And that's helped me a lot, because I think when you're an entrepreneur, you're kind of like always going. You've got a lot of adrenaline, you know, a lot of go, go, go kind of fire. And exercise is great as an outlet for that. But I also have been appreciating more of like the slowing down and the reflective time to really like center. I don't know. I go to acupuncture. I've been seeing this great acupuncturist for years. And in traditional Chinese medicine, there are various elements, and it's important to always have those elements balanced. And so fire is one of those elements. And when you have too much fire, it can kind of lead to burnout. So it's important to balance that with earth, which is literally like, you know, doing like yoga, lying on the floor. And so I've really internalized a lot of that. And I think it's helped me be a better entrepreneur, a better business operator. And I know, you know, Monica also avid exercise enthusiast. And I think that's something that all entrepreneurs should really make sure they're taking care of their health, because you feel like you can go forever, but guess what? You know, we're all human. We get hurt, we get sick, and you need to be realistic.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for that. And last question. So the holidays are coming up, and if you were to buy a book for someone starting a business, what book would that be?
Ooh, that is a great question. You know, the book, it's funny, we were just talking about this today. So I read Shoe Dog, which is the Phil Knight, the Nike founder story, about a year ago. And Monica just coincidentally is reading it now. And I loved it. I think it's so inspiring because it's written by Phil Knight himself, who's a legend. And it's so honest. And it makes you appreciate, you know, what is now a mega brand worldwide of Nike started off with this very simple, simple product, a guy and a sneaker salesman, and how many times he thought they were going to fail along the way. It's just, I could relate to it in so many different ways. And it was so real and raw and really like, honest. And it helped me a lot because I read it during a time when we were going through a lot of growth and changes and we were trying to make some decisions about the business. And it was comforting to know that here's this really, you know, this legend in this industry who has come through all of these obstacles as well. And it certainly helped me a lot. So that's the first one that comes to my mind. I have a long list of other books that people can reach out if they want more specifics, but that's the first one that comes to mind.
Well, so that was bittersweet. The sweet part was, thank you. I haven't read that book yet, and I've heard from a number of people that it's fantastic. The bitter part is, darn you, I'm going to Amazon, and I'm pressing that one-click button again to add to my pile of shame, but maybe I'll put it right on top.
Yeah, you know, you could do an audiobook.
I know. That is true, too. I'm trying to become totally fluent in Italian, though. So in my car, I've got these Pimsleur Italian tapes going on right now.
That's great. I'm trying to learn Spanish, actually.
Okay. Well, my wife is a Spanish teacher, so, you know, she can tutor you.
Oh, good. Deal.
hey, listen, before we go, Becca, I want to give you the opportunity and our listeners the opportunity to connect with you. So please give me your website. And if they want to connect with you personally, what is the best way to do that?
Great. Yeah. So the website is thesoulmates.com. And again, it's the S-O-L-E spelling of soulmates. And on social media, we're at thesoulmates. And to reach me, it's Becca, B-E-C-C-A, at thesoulmates.com. And if you just Google soulmates, you can find any of that.
Excellent. Once again, S-O-L-E. So, hey, Becca, thank you so much. I know you're moving in a million different directions, and I really, really appreciate your time. This was an incredible interview, and congratulations on all your success and your willingness to help other people along the way. Really appreciate you, and hope to have you. I will have you and more so Monica, I guess, on the show in about 6 months.
That would be great. Thank you so much for having me. This has really been a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank everyone for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Would love to have you check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Where this will be housed and show notes and the whole works. I want everybody to have a great day and stay awesome.
Serving Canandaigua and Rochester's East Side. 1310 WOKR.